it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Once we're all happy at the same time.
Well, indeed we are. Good day, America. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast. You. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they're taking us along for the ride each and every day. Affiliates all around the country hold their breath in anticipation of hearing their names mentioned. Well, exhale, it ain't going to happen. It's all about the platforms, the various different ways you can get the Spano and Black Attack, all the terrific programming on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and the various different devices as well that you can use to get these platforms that we love to talk about. And Joe has all the devices. I have some of the platforms. Joe has all of the platforms. Run with it, buddy.
All right, I'll talk about the myriad of ways you take Sports Byline on the go with you, starting with our award-winning website, sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that more at sportsbyline.com. There's the apps. We always talk about the apps. iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio. They're all downloadable to any device you can think of, be it Android, be it Windows-based, be it Apple-based. They all have a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, and they all have Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channels. And last but not least, in our hearts and minds, it's the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack.
No question about it. We're happy and proud to be a part of it. You're serving us. We'd like to think that we provide a little service for you by giving you a taste of home.
Huge Football Friday edition of the Attack, Bob. Most of the show will be focused on the NFL. We'll recap that great Thursday night matchup from out at Nissan Stadium in Nashville. We'll roll into our Week 8 Sunday NFL preview. We'll then talk World Series Game 3, quickly preview that. And to take us home at 40 after hour number 2, 9:40 a.m. Eastern Time, Drew Davison from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. We'll talk all things Dallas Cowboys with him. But up next, we'll hit the ground running. We'll kick this thing off talking Titans and Jaguars. That's next here on the Attack, along with your calls at 800-878-PLAY. We're Spano and Black. No flipping.
When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Fanatics.com is the place to get your favorite licensed college football fan gear. It's also the place to win the hottest bowl tickets for the season. Pull out your phone and Shazam this ad now for your chance to win an all-inclusive bowl game experience for two. Plus, $250 to deck yourself out in officially licensed gear from Fanatics. Inside, you'll also find Fanatics merchandise, apps, and more. If you want to be on the sidelines of the biggest bowl games, Shazam now. If you're a sports fan and you love your team, you gotta check out Fanatics.com. Fanatics is the best place for fan gear from the most trusted brands. Authentic fan gear from the NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL, and NCAA college football and basketball. Jerseys, hoodies, t-shirts, hats, collectibles, and more. It's the world's largest collection of official fan gear from all the leagues, teams, and players you love. Everything officially licensed. Go to Fanatics.com for gear and show love for your teams this season. Fanatics. Love never loses.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Napa Know-How.
A Napa guy knows more isn't always better, unless we're talking about full-size vans. These beasts do more than get you from A to B. They have so much space a man can live in it. With shag carpeting, waterbed, and a sweet lava lamp, these mobile abodes have all the comforts of home. With quality parts and plenty of Napa know-how, you can keep the original tiny house running longer, stronger. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
Here in Nashville, first and 10. Play action. Mariota going for the big ball. Got a man on point. He's got the touchdown. Kendall Wright. Here it goes. There's that speed to the end zone for the touchdown.
Here's a first down handoff for Murray. Maybe breaks free.
Look at Mariota trying to lead him to the end zone. And he dives for the pylon, and he's got it. And wait till you see what the quarterback did. Mariota got an open man. He's got a touchdown. It's Matthews. Tennessee. We'll go into the back half of the season at 4-4.
The sounds of another scintillating primetime matchup in the NFL this Thursday night, matchup between the Jaguars and the Titans, dominated by the Jaguars, the final tally 36-22. That audio courtesy of the NFL Network. Jim Nance on the call with a little Phil Simms thrown in for good measure. It's how we come back to the Spano and Black Attack here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. Join the conversation by dialing us up at 800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529. If you'd like to do your talking on Twitter, keep it to 140 characters or less at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, or at Sports Byline USA. Bob, we got another thriller for a primetime matchup. There's some things to talk about here, but the game certainly wasn't interesting, and it was over early.
Yeah, it was over at halftime, and you know, if you woke up this morning and you go to the ESPN homepage or the NFL homepage or the CBS homepage and you look at it and you look at Blake Bortles and you see 33 for 54, 337 yards, three TDs, no interceptions, you say, oh, my God, it must be the defense's fault. Yeah, not so fast, my friends. It's a combination of everything. Jacksonville's a bad football team. They asked the owner after the game whether or not there was going to be a coaching change. He said no. The dreaded vote of confidence. Khan is evidently the most patient man since Job.
No wrath of Khan yet for Gus Bradley, but it is only a matter of time. And, you know, you mentioned you didn't get a chance to watch this game. Maybe you watched the Vatech Pitt game. Maybe you just said, you know what, there's no It's not a matchup that grabs my attention. There's no World Series game. Maybe you watched NBA. Maybe you didn't watch sports. Whatever the scenario was. But as you said, if you went back this morning, looked at the score, you say, okay, well, the offense kind of did its job. But, boy, the defense let the Jaguars down once again. And the game seemed like it was pretty close. As you said, the score really not telling the story in this one. And I'll give you a bunch of numbers that don't lie here, that tell you the true story of what happened here. This game was 27-0 at halftime, 36-8 before the two garbage time touchdowns by the Jaguars, where the Titans defense happily traded points for time, including the last touchdown scored by the Jaguars with 1 second left that was completely meaningless. You also talk about a first half where the Jaguars did nothing. Five first half possessions, five punts.
Yep.
54 total yards. So you say, okay, the offense did let them down. The defense let them down too. 360 total yards for Tennessee in the first half, Bob. Those numbers really illustrate everything you need to know about this game. Jacksonville down 27-0 at halftime on the wrong end of a 360-54 total yards margin. And in five first-half possessions, you punt five times. That's the story of this football game, not the 36-22 final tally.
It was an all-around stink fest for the Jacksonville Jaguars. And those stats that you threw out there are spot on right. The defense did absolutely nothing. The offense couldn't generate anything until they were basically playing give-them-up football. It's a bad football team, Joe. And honestly, look, we can beat up Gus Bradley. He's going to lose his job. I mean, you know, all the things that we like to get into and we can discuss. I'm watching Blake Bortles in this game, and I'm seeing Blake Bortles from his rookie year. I'm seeing that long throwing motion. I'm seeing that hitch in the motion. I'm seeing all the stuff that he worked on to try to correct from a mechanical point of view that he worked with Tom House with. Did it, and now he's right back where he started from. He's throwing balls into the ground. He's throwing balls all over the place. His receivers are dropping the ball. It's a mess fest on offense for that team, and they've got to generate points in order to take some of the pressure off the defense. This isn't to excuse the defense because they were putrid as well, but that offense is gone, and he is no longer a quarterback on the rise. He's a quarterback with some real issues. It starts with mechanics, but I also think it goes between the ears as well.
Well, I'm not ready to quit on this guy yet. This is a guy who threw 35 touchdowns last year.
Oh, I'm not quitting on him.
I understand the issues at hand here, and there are some real issues with mechanics that were smoothed out to a great degree last year. Certainly fixable again. Get back to work with Tom House. Whoever the new head coach that comes in is probably going to be an offensive guy, because this team right now, even with the resources they put into their defense in the offseason, it will go as far as their offense takes them. And we expected, with the addition of Chris Ivory, TJ Yeldon in the mix, you expected growth in that running game to help support what was already becoming a dynamic passing game. The passing game has regressed. The running game has never started. The offensive line gets whooped each week, and the defense hasn't come together nearly as quickly as everybody hoped. And, you know, there are definitely concerns about Blake Bortles, but I'm not going to jump on this. Well, you know, he goes from rising prospect to huge question mark. I certainly think that he can be repaired, and he can start to realize the potential that everybody in Jacksonville and around the NFL saw in him last year. I firmly believe that. I don't think quitting on Blake Bortles is the answer. Well, I do, however, think that maybe it's time to quit on Gus Bradley. And whether it's in season now and you replace him with a Doug Marrone, or you wait until the end of the season, that remains to be seen.
Well, you know, look, I think Gus Bradley is a fait accompli, and I didn't say quit on Blake Bortles. What I said is he's regressed to his freshman year, and it's something that has to be dealt with. And he even acknowledged it himself post-game. He said, I'm just not throwing the football well, and I picked up a lot of bad habits this season. They can be fixed. Whether or not they get fixed remains to be seen. Look, I'm with you. The guy has a boatload of skill, but he has, at this point in time, a throwing motion that's a disaster, and they're going to have to work on it midseason, which is not the easiest thing to do. His weapons are not working and performing for him. As you mentioned, accurately so, that offensive line gets beat all the time. And isn't that Doug Marrone's specialty? Oh, wait. So, I don't think that they're going to hand anything off to him necessarily. I think they'll ride it out for the rest of the season, interview the candidates, because if anything else, Khan is a pretty patient guy all the way around. I don't see him jamming somebody in there for the sake of doing it. And then probably at the end of the season, they reevaluate the talent on the roster. Some guys go, some guys stay, and they try to move forward with a team that you and I both think has a lot of talent on it.
That hasn't changed. I wanted to give Gus Bradley the benefit of the doubt, but clearly he's not able to elevate this talent. He's not able to get the most out of them. And what I saw yesterday, disturbed me. This was a team, your season's on the brink. The division hasn't been what I thought it could be. It's actually been one of the NFL's lesser divisions. And as a result, it left a bad football team on the, you know, on the edge of the race for that division crown, which is the only way out of that division. You're getting into the postseason. You would have figured they would have come out ready to play in an effort to save their season against a young, unproven, mediocre football team in Tennessee, a team that has exceeded expectations and has surprised many, not necessarily me. That said, they laid a gigantic egg, and that lack of readiness, that lack of preparation, that lack of motivation, that all has to go directly to Gus Bradley. And I think, you know, this effort to last night in so many ways sealed his fate. This team just did not show up to play, and you could see it on the field. We'll pick it up right there. We'll continue to recap the Thursday night football matchup and everything that comes out of it next here on The Attack. We're Spano and Black. Keep it where it is.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24-7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
What's your rush, doll, buddy? What do you say we slip in the back seat and you make a man out of me?
We say I smack you around for a while.
Can't we do both?
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. We're discussing the classic, the instant ESPN classic known as Jacksonville, Tennessee last night. It's interesting. When we do our breakdowns of games, we do our previews, we go into X's and O's, but we also try to get beneath the surface and talk about various different things going on behind the scenes, what you look for in teams. Sometimes it's not even necessarily the team that we pick to win the football game. But in yesterday's game, one of the things we both talked about was how this Jacksonville team was going to respond to a winnable game on the road with their coach's job on the line, at least in the long term, if not the short term, and an ability to position themselves to get back into the playoff hunt. And the checks all across the board were in the negative category. They did absolutely nothing. Bradley will be gone, and their season is flushed down the royal commode.
Yeah, I mean, it was a season on the brink for them. Forget playing for your coach, not playing for your coach, whatever it is. Play for yourself and have a chance to save your season in a very mediocre division. I laid a colossal egg in every way. I mean, you got outworked, you got out executed, you got out disciplined. Tennessee did everything right. Jacksonville did everything wrong, and that team looked ill-prepared to play under Gus Bradley. So you have to point at him. At some point, it's like, hey,
yeah,
you know, we're not big fans of, you know, let's fire the coach every 3 years and start all over again. But he's been given plenty of time. And it was time for progress this year. And we've seen none of it. So the direction has to be changed. Whether you do it in season or you do it at the end of the season, it's immaterial, really, to tell you the truth. So you want to let Gus Bradley ride it out for the rest of the year? That's fine. And I applaud Khan for his patience. But you know he's going to realize, hey, we got to turn the page. It's just not working. And the pieces, many of them are there. I think this is a very talented team. And in many ways, off of the disappointing year, there'll be a silver lining. Hopefully they get the right coach and the right structure in there on that coaching staff to foster success. But mm-hmm. It sure looks like they'll have a top five or a top 10 pick once again in the upcoming NFL draft, which will put them in a position to, again, fortify the coffers even more and upgrade the talent even further. And eventually, you hope that this team will realize what I deem all its potential. But again, we'll see about that. We've been negative enough as it relates to Jacksonville, and we've told you their story. We should extol the virtues here of the Tennessee Titans. You know, you talk about making predictions. I predicted that the Jaguars would have a huge year, win 10 or 11 games, and win that AFC South. I don't think I could have been more wrong. Also, not a prediction I was alone in. The one prediction around the National Football League that I was alone in was that the Tennessee Titans would be one of the surprise teams of the National Football League. When I said this, a lot of people, no matter where it was that I said, laughed their rear ends off at me. They said that they didn't see it. I said, I didn't say this is a Super Bowl contender. This is a 12-win team. I said they are going to make remarkable progress from where they were as the league's doormat this year. Well, through eight games, they're actually one of many. They are 4-4 on the year. And in all reality, they are right there in that very average AFC South. And they have a chance to steal that division. They have a definitive style, a physical running game with two incredibly physical running backs who, oh yeah, by the way, they have another gear and can beat you around the corner, or at least they could beat Jacksonville around the corner because they never set the edge on defense. Their quarterback, when he's good, he's like a little girl with the curl right now. When he's good, he's very, very good. And when he's bad, he's very, very bad. A decent group of skill position weapons in the passing game and a no-name defense that complements that offense brilliantly, gets up after the quarterback and is rock solid in every single facet of the game. It's not a bad team. They're building something, and they can continue to fortify it through the draft and free agency in the next couple of years, and they are going to be dangerous sooner as opposed to later.
You know, there's only two teams in the league that are doing this. It's Tennessee, as you mentioned, and it's Buffalo up north. They're playing almost the exact same style of football, a little less physicality with the running backs up in Buffalo mm-hmm. than down in Tennessee. But they're both getting the same results. Teams are lining up against them, knowing what they're going to do, and they don't really have much in the way of answers. In the long term, is it something that can get you to the Super Bowl and beyond? Well, that remains to be seen. But with a young quarterback in place, a young quarterback who's suffering growing pains, as you've said, it's the right way to go. You're protecting him physically for the most part. You're relying on your offensive line. Your two running backs are maulers, and as you said, they have speed as well. So it's a formula that works. It takes pressure off your defense. Your defense is pretty damn good anyway. And if you get into these situations against teams that can't match up with you physically, you're going to win most of those matchups, and therefore you're going to win the football game. And that's what Tennessee has done. We've talked about that a lot, Joe. Learning how to win for young teams. When you're in the situation to drop the hammer down and put away a football team, do you do it? Or do you let them slip out of it and get back into it and lose those kind of games? For the most part, the answer has been in the affirmative for Tennessee. They've gotten the job done.
Truth is, you know, they're 4-4, but there have been those growing pains.
Yep.
You know, talking about learning how to win. Their opener in Nissan Stadium in Nashville against the Vikings, that was theirs to take. And that's a loss you can pin specifically on Marcus Mariota, because of the two key turnovers that directly led to Vikings defensive touchdowns. The Oakland game was winnable. The Houston game was winnable. And the Indy game was winnable. Another one right on Mariota where he turned it over at the end as they had a chance to drive out of their own territory and win the game. So while they're 4-4 and they've made progress, it's still, as you said, it's a team learning how to win. They haven't truly learned. They've spit up as many opportunities as they've taken advantage of, hence the reason they're 4-4. But this is a team that has not gotten blown out by anybody this year, and it's very realistic that they could be 7-1 or 8-0 with a little good fortune. They're not that talented, and they're not that ready for that, particularly at the quarterback position. But another draft and another offseason where you add a couple of weapons in the passing game for Mariota to go with some of the emerging pieces that you have. Your running backs, they're big and physical, and they're fast right now. Guess what that also means? They won't last long. Add another one behind there.
Right.
Continue to upgrade that defense. You know, continue to forge that identity. Can you win a lot when you have a lot of talent on the football field and a real smash-mouth identity? Yeah. If you can run the football and stop the run, you'll win a lot of football games in this league. And when you factor in that you can get up after the quarterback a little bit and defend it on the back line, you become very dangerous. Look at the Denver Broncos last year. They won really with their defense. Their passing game was far from dynamic as both their quarterbacks were limited. And their running game wasn't even great last year. This running game is actually quite physical, quite dynamic, exotic smash mouth. There's all kinds of little unique wrinkles. As they get more weapons and more maturity from Mariota in the passing game, they're going to be that much more dangerous and difficult to deal with on offense. And the defense, nobody knows the names, but they're pretty damn good. They stop the run, they get up after the quarterback, and don't do bad in the passing game. It's a solid, solid football team. They're far from great, but they don't have far to go, and they have the ability through the draft and through free agency in this offseason to fortify a lot of pieces.
Yep. And, you know, all those points you raised are completely valid. The continued growth, however, of Mariota, and the same way with a bunch of young quarterbacks. You know, we were talking about one on the other side of the field, Bortles. You know, we've talked about Jameis Winston. These young quarterbacks who arrive with a splash in this league, it's all well and good for the first year, sometimes the second year. The league adjusts. They have to adjust. They have to continue to grow. As you said, putting more weapons around Marcus Mariota. Let's see how he responds when he has the ability to perhaps have a guy that can get downfield and make more plays for him than what is currently constituted. It still remains to be seen whether or not he's the guy to pull the trigger. Right now, I think the signs here are encouraging for this football team. But there's also stuff that he's dealing with in the growth process, as we've discussed. You know, I'm never sold on these quarterbacks till they're in the league and hit that next level, get their teams to the playoffs and perform in the playoffs. Then we can start having about those long-term conversations and whether or not there's the guys to go forward. Before we move on, Bud, I want to ask you something real quick. Does Caldwell lose his job with the Jaguars? Is he the guy you trust to pick the new coach and pick the new groceries?
See, I like the groceries that are there. So, yeah, I do. I don't blame this on talent. I like this talent. Maybe I'm totally misreading it. I like the personnel that's there. I think the coach is missing the mark, and he's not getting the most out of this personnel. So I'm keeping Caldwell. I'm letting them pick the next coach, and I'm letting them continue to fortify this roster. And I have every confidence with the right coach, they can turn this thing around quickly in Jacksonville and suddenly realize all the potential that they have.
I'm on the same page with that. I have a feeling Khan, known for his patience, will let Caldwell do this next move. I think there will be some rumbling to get rid of both of them, but I don't see it happen. I think there'll be stability at the top. I think Bradley will pay the price.
Gus Bradley will feel the wrath of Khan at the end of the year. Dave Caldwell will not. We'll get started on our previews game by game of a Week 8 NFL Sunday. That's next here on The Attack. We're Spano and Black. No flipping.
If you're over 65, there's one place you should be Wednesday, November 2nd, and that's the Rite Aid 1 of 65 Plus event. In addition to the 20% off seniors get every first Wednesday, you'll get an extra 10% off that day if you get an immunization. That's 30% off almost everything in store. If you need another reason, the CDC recommends a flu and pneumonia shot if you're over 65. They're both free with Medicare Part B and no appointments necessary. So stay healthy and don't miss our one-day event Wednesday, November 2nd. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean?
How about a 5,000 square foot building for under $39,000? Don't pay more than you should without calling General Steel first.
Call 877-93-STEEL today.
And save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 877-93-STEEL. That's 877-938-7335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 877-93-STEEL.
Are you concerned about the effect bug repellent chemicals have on your family's health? Now there's Cedarside, an organic bug spray. Cedarside carries a suite of pest control products made from all-natural cedar oil. They kill and repel a variety of bugs, yet they're not at all harmful to people, pets, or the environment. To order, go to cedarside.com or call 800-842-1464. 800-842-1464. Cedarside. Effective pest control that's safe for people, pets, and premises.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
What do you think we are, a bunch of sticks?
Yeah, distinct possibility. God, man, Al Lewis, how great was he?
Hyman! Oi, Hyman! 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 Yes, Grandpa.
Yes.
Darn.
The only Jewish vampire in existence.
Yeah, I know. Hyman. Oi.
Hyman.
The late great Grandpa Lewis bringing us back to the Spano and Black Attack. You know, Bob, real quick before we get to our game by game previews of a Week 8 NFL Sunday, just a final thought on Tennessee. if you're not optimistic as a Titans fan, boy, you're missing the mark. The identity has been clearly stamped. You think you have your quarterback. You're starting to build some weapons around him in the passing game. Incredibly physical running backs matched up and mated with an incredibly physical offensive line. A no-name defense. And, oh, yeah, two first-round draft picks this year.
Yeah.
Because of the trade you made last year. You know, loads of draft picks, a bunch of money available in free agency, and not very many of your true core players come up. I think the best two players that are free agents at the end of the year are Chance Warmack, one of their big physical guards, and Kendall Wright. And I think the other one's Anthony Fasano. But most of the guys that are coming up for free agency for the Tennessee Titans are not impact players. And they have money under the cap, most of their core locked up. They're in a very, very enviable position. And I have a funny feeling if Mariota continues to grow, they take advantage of shoring up some things that are weaknesses and upgrade the talent all over the place through the draft and some key red chip free agency acquisitions. All of a sudden, these Tennessee Titans might end up being the favorite to win a very average AFC South next year.
Well, they're certainly on their way up. Again, you know, it when you talk about the positives of not having a whole bunch of people that you should lose off their roster, when you talk about the fact that the draft picks are available for them, when you talk about the fact the front office and the coaching situation are stable, it, those are all positives in the upswing. And if you're a fan, you're 100% right. You should be optimistic. You know, the demands will become greater after this season. They, with those two first-round draft picks, here's the opportunity to really get it right. I mean, you know, you talk about being a contender for a long period of time. If they get a home run with these two first-round draft picks this year, they will be a contender for a long period of time.
Yeah, well said. What do you say we dive into our game-by-game previews of a Week 8 NFL Sunday? And back out to Wembley Stadium we go. Because if you're not playing football at 9:30 in the morning here on the East Coast and 6:30 in the morning in the on the Pacific Coast on the Western time zone, you're just not playing football. So because everybody needs an 18-hour day of NFL football after an 18-hour day of college football.
Oh,
you never
yeah.
get enough football. Well, 9:30 a.m. Eastern time, Wembley Stadium, 3-4 Bengals. I guess they host. They're considered the home team.
They're considered those.
3-4 Bengals, 4-3 Redskins. Cincinnati, a 3-point favorite. They have been as up and down as any team in the National Football League, and their opposite number in this one has been equally as up and down. I don't know what to make of this football game. I think the Bengals are the more talented team. I also think they've been the slightly more inconsistent team. You know, this is anybody's guess. I guess the good news, Tyler Eifert will be in the lineup again for Cincinnati, and that may really help their passing game. And I guess for that reason, as well as any other, I'll take Cincinnati in that. I think they win a close game. They square their record at 4-4, and they kind of smell the blood in the water a little bit. Baltimore's not that good. And Pittsburgh's going to be without Ben Roethlisberger for a while, and they know that Pittsburgh will struggle to win games with Landry Jones at their at the quarterback position.
It works for me. I mean, I'm the same way with this. There's no real advantage one way or another. It's really how the teams adapt to being overseas and the environment that they're in and all the kind of things that we love to talk about when games are played in must-see viewing in London. Just on talent. Nothing else. It's a hunch, but there's nothing else really to go on.
Okay. That's fair enough. So we're in accord, which means the Redskins will surely win.
Yeah, probably. Well, you know something? Let's throw this out there. If you're going to talk about a coach having their team prepared for an overseas game in London in a foreign environment, who would you prefer?
You're not going to get any great answer from me there because – Jay Gruden's still a young coach, and I know what Marvin Lewis is. I don't know when either of these teams headed to London. I didn't like the Giants' approach of heading over there on Thursday, and, you know, early in that game, it was clear they still had jet lag.
Yeah.
You know, whereas the Rams headed over there, and they were there on Monday, gave themselves, like, basically a full week or Tuesday. You know, basically literally gave themselves a full week to acclimate. So I don't know when these teams showed up there, but I think if they were smart, they got there early. And maybe if one did and one didn't, that might be the difference. We'll see.
All right. Fair enough.
3-4 Colts host the 4-2 Chiefs. Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis, Indiana, the site. Chiefs come in as a 3-point favorite because they are the better team. They haven't rushed the passer due to injury. No Justin Houston. They've had some issues rushing the passer. They've done a lot of bend but don't break this year. One thing about that secondary, it turns over the football. Offensively, efficient, not sexy. They run it. They throw it enough. We've talked about Indianapolis. They don't stop anybody. They don't run the ball. It's Andrew Luck and little else. Andrew Luck and little else at home is not enough against a pretty good, pretty well-coached Andy Reid team. I like the Chiefs in this one.
You know, I've been back and forth in this game all week just because of the fact that although the Chiefs turn the ball over, Andrew Luck is still Andrew Luck. And the thing about it is, even with that Indianapolis defense not really being particularly good, and I'm being kind there, there's nothing exciting about the Chiefs offense. They don't do anything electric where you say, oh, good, they're going to put up 35 and eliminate Indianapolis right off the bat. I'm going to go with the mild upset here. I think Andrew Luck will do enough to get it done. And if the Chiefs have to come from behind, I don't know that they're going to necessarily be able to do it. I'm probably going to be wrong on this one, but I just feel like taking a shot in the dark.
Okay. And I think the biggest reason you'll be wrong is that Andrew Luck and the Colts don't start playing in the second half. The Chiefs won't have to come from behind. It'll be Andrew Luck coming
from behind.
Well, that's a good
point, but I'll stick with it anyway.
All right, stick with it. Show, I like your conviction.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Who knows? Maybe you'll be right.
I'm betting
that. Bet somebody else's. More 1 o'clock action. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who play putrid football at home, they're 3-3 on the year, but winless at home this year. They play the ultimate road warriors, the Oakland Raiders, 5-2 overall on the year, 4-0 away from home. So playing on the road's not been an issue this year for this Raiders group. They're playing better and better football each week. I still think the best Raider football is out in front of them, but they have a definitive character in that they find ways to win football games. The Buccaneers have been up and down all year and as uneven as any football team in the National Football League. I have no reason to think the Buccaneers can suddenly turn Raymond James Stadium into a real home field advantage. I'll take the Raiders.
I don't blame you. I'm going to take them too. Although I feel Tampa Bay is due for a win at home, I'm not impressed with what's going on with this football team. You got a first-year coach that's still kind of figuring it out on the fly. He's having to deal with a whole team instead of just one side of the football. Jameis Winston has not been playing particularly great. He hasn't been playing particularly bad. They're kind of men's amends. I think Raiders men's amends is going to be a little bit better than Buccaneer men's amends.
Fair enough. Again, a lot of agreement,
We got a couple where we don't.
That doesn't bode well for those teams we agree on. 2-4 Saints host the 4-1-1 Seattle Seahawks coming off that thriller on Sunday night against Arizona.
Yeah.
This is a game Seattle loses, and I'm going to tell you why.
Oh, jeez.
I'm going to tell you flat out why. They're not the same offensively with standstill Russell Wilson as they are with Russell Wilson on the move. We saw their offensive struggles exposed. Saints defense usually can't stop anybody, but the Seattle Seahawks offense right now can't get out of its own way. That defense is great. We saw that. We see that every week. It's still an elite defense. But the fact that they don't have a capable backup quarterback in Seattle that allows Russell Wilson to get healthy, it's in the Superdome. There's always going to be some element of track meet. Drew Brees and his team are going to put up some points. I don't know that Seattle can keep up with the production offensively of the New Orleans Saints. So I'm going to pick the small upset at home. I like the Saints to improve to 3-4 and knock the Seattle Seahawks down to 4-2-1. And really turn the NFC in many ways upside down.
You know, that was my odd geez. because I'm going with the Saints as well. And look,
forget it. I feel bad for all Saints fans everywhere. They're sure
and
to lose
there you now. Go. I mean, look, Russell Wilson can't move. It's literally what it comes down to. And to take it a step further, Joe, this is what we talk about when you don't have a backup quarterback. This is a guy that, quite honestly, they should be sitting right now. And he's not. He's forced to play.
Right.
And when you have to force a guy to play who relies on mobility as much as anything else to make his plays work and make his players around
behind
him
that better, offensive line, you got little choice.
And
if you stand still, they'll kill you.
That's exactly right. And you know, look, can New Orleans stop anybody? Hell no. They still stink. But in a shootout under those kind of circumstances, when it comes down to the end, it's going to be Drew Brees that comes out on top of this game.
You don't think the emotional homecoming of Max Unger will be enough?
Yeah.
Worth a shot.
I like that, though.
Max and Felix Unger both coming home.
Yes, indeed.
Hank, honk you. Hank. All right, more 1 o'clock action. The 4-3 Houston Texans. They're a perfect 4-0 at home. They host the resurgent 4-3 Detroit Lions, who are 1-2 away from Ford Field. Matt Stafford's been one of the best quarterbacks in football this year. Brock Osweiler's been the second worst investment in football behind Ryan Fitzpatrick. I don't know when it changes or if it changes, but I'm not sure it changes this week. There are some real problems in Texans land as far as that offense. It may be better a little later in the year than it is right now. But we certainly haven't seen anything that makes me believe it's going to come together anytime soon. The Lions, I got to give Jim Bob Cooter credit. He's one hell of an offensive coordinator, and he's turned Matt Stafford into a potential league MVP candidate. I know they don't run the ball in Detroit, and they don't play great defense. But right now, Houston's not playing great defense, and they don't do anything on offense. I'll take the. It's a quarterback-driven league. I think I'll take the quarterback to win this one. I like the Lions to improve to 5-3, and all of a sudden, the Tennessee Titans will be tied for first place with the Texans as the Texans fall to 4-4.
Yeah, I'm going to go the other way on this game, and I think home field is going to be the difference in this one. And I agree with everything you said about Detroit. They're doing a hell of a job offensively. Stafford is playing elite football, and Osweiler is not. I think this particular week, it that one-dimensional aspect of the Lions game will come back to bite them a little bit. I think there'll be some turnovers. I think Osweiler will do just enough. And I think the Texans are starting to feel a little heat. And O'Brien is a better coach than to let them slide into mediocrity. I think they'll pick up the game a little bit this week and beat the Lions, and albeit what I think is going to be a very competitive game.
Not bad logic. Interesting to see how it turns out. You know, some of these games become those measuring stick type games. You know, you're at the halfway point. It's starting to get to be time to sink or swim if you're the Houston Texans. And we'll talk about that next here on The Attack. We're Spano and Black. No flipping.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait.
Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Yesterday, Cliff Sora shared a top 10 list of hot fusion restaurants, a vegan gluten-free mashup recipe, and a podcast featuring organic food trends. Oh, TMI, too much internet information. That's oversharing. Cliff, Geico has something worth sharing with your friends. Like how on Geico.com you could save hundreds on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim. Gluten-free info that's easy to swallow. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You're taking a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the slowest guys in sports.
Hello, this is X-14.
Are you the head Martian?
Yeah, I'm the head Martian. If I ever run into you, I'm going to break your arm off and shove it down your throat.
Well, you just can't do that, Mr. Martian, because you don't know where I am.
Well, in that case, I guess I'll just have to blow up the planet Earth.
Like I said, the slowest guys in sports on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, a brand new series coming out on Netflix. I'm Bob.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, you got to, well, Eddie Patrick's alive. I think that's it. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe the girl is too. Maybe Marilyn's alive. Everybody else is gone. Bill Freddy's gone.
Head Martian.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet he's gone too.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, God. Unless he's a really old head Martian.
You think Scotty sits around and he watches this stuff on a big piece of furniture, one of those big old piece of furniture, black and white televisions? The screen was about 19 inches, but the piece of furniture is about 6 feet big.
You know what it is? I think he mind melded with his grandma. He sits on plastic covered couches, and he's probably got, like, you know, those lampshades with the bangles hanging off them, and a couple of cats floating around in the background, and a bunch of Chinese food cartons on the table.
Well said. You know, before we step away, Bob, I was saying, you know, we're getting to the halfway point in the season. When does an offense like the Houston Texans pull it together, or does it take a little more time and it's next year before this offense really comes together?
I don't think so. I think it happens this week.
In a major way? Okay.
I think they start to roll this week. We'll see.
All right. We shall see. On that note, we get ready to step aside, and when we come back, a big hour two of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A near tragedy involving half of the Republican White House ticket.
We're going to fight all the way to a victory come Election Day.
Shortly after making those remarks in Salt Lake City, Republican Vice Presidential nominee Mike Pence boarded a plane for New York City. That plane ended up sliding off a rain-soaked runway upon landing at LaGuardia.
The NTSB is on the way. They will take control of the investigation.
Pat Foy of New York's Port Authority saying the jet ended up in the grass at the end of the runway. He also says Pence, his staff, and the reporters and Secret Service agents aboarded are all okay. Leaders of a 40-day-long occupation of an Oregon wildlife refuge earlier this year found not guilty of federal charges. Ammon Bundy and six co-defendants had been charged with conspiracy to impede federal employees. This is USA Radio News.
GEICO presents a voicemail from your friend, Washing Machine.
Hi, it's Washing Machine. It's about, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So, good news, bad news. First, I found your lost sock. Exciting! Also, I might have maybe flooded the whole basement. It's going to be pretty expensive. But hey, at least you got that sock.
Your washing machine won't pay for water damage. Luckily, one call to the GEICO Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Recently, mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. So lock in this ultra-low rate before it goes back up. Call 800-QUICKEN, that's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
The U.S. government does not operate in this manner.
That's an assistant attorney general as federal officials say they have broken up a massive fraud scheme that did defraud thousands of Americans of hundreds of millions of dollars.
The U.S. government agencies do not call and demand immediate payments to avoid deportation or to avoid arrest.
Assistant AG Leslie Caldwell saying the Justice Department's unsealed an indictment revealing the scheme involving 56 people posing as IRS agents and immigration authorities. They're accused of taking more than $300 million from unwitting victims who were told they could pay to clear fake deportation warrants and fictitious tax debts. A network of call centers based in India using personal information obtained from data brokers. Officials say more than 100 people were arrested when police cleared protesters from property near the Dakota Access Oil Pipeline Project. Officers in riot gear and two armored vehicles advancing on those activists yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious, and that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
The self-proclaimed right-hand man to Charles Manson staying behind bars. The California Review Board denying parole to Charles Tex Watson on Thursday. The 70-year-old Watson, a key figure in the Manson family's 1969 killing spree in the Los Angeles area. A multi-million-dollar settlement reached in connection with last year's Amtrak train crash in Philadelphia, which killed 8 people and injured over 200 others. Paul Perello reports.
Attorney Robert Mangalusi is applauding a U.S. District Court judge's decision to award more than $265 million in claim payments to the victims of last year's Amtrak train crash in Philadelphia. Mangalusi said the ruling is historic, not only because of the result, but because of the relatively short period of time from the start of litigation to reaching the settlement, adding while no amount of compensation can replace the loss of life or heal the injured, the decision represents a resolution in a fraction of time it could have taken.
And the Chicago Cubs organization is reminding fans that they are not allowed to scatter the ashes of loved ones at Wrigley Field. A funeral director with the nearby Cremation Society of Illinois telling the Sun-Times she is aware that people still distribute the cremains of late Cub lovers at the friendly confines. One Cubs fan, Andrew Grexa, telling the newspaper that he scattered the ashes of his father onto the field after Saturday's pennant win. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
The cops ain't likely to catch up with us, not tonight. So we can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music. And not make any wrong moves. Because I may as well tell you folks that old Ruby there with the gun, he's pretty nervous and jumpy. He's got the itch between his fingers. Let's everybody stay where they are.
Continuing to go backwards in time, the Spano and Black Attack here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, and all the aforementioned platforms that we love to talk about. It's all about the devices. It's all about the ways you can get this show and all the terrific programming here on the network. So if you're out of the 20th century and into the 21st century, Joe would like to explain it to you.
Yeah, I think I will, Bob. Hopefully the rejoinder coming out next is not the guy inventing fire. I think that's where we're headed. You might hear a guy rubbing two sticks together. Ungawa fire.
Moses. Excellent. Bringing us back to the attack.
Exactly. 10. 10 commandments.
10 commandments.
A lot of ways to listen to the attack if you're in the 21st century and all the programming on Sports Byline. Try sportsbyline.com, our award-winning website. There's a listen live link and a wealth of archived interviews on our homepage. All that and more at sportsbyline.com. There's the apps, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio. They're downloadable to any device you can think of. They all have a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline and all have Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channels. And finally, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where all the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, most notably the Spano and Black Attack.
Yeah, no question about it. You know, the American Forces Radio is very special to us. And by the way, come December, we're going to be back down at Army Navy, and we're going to be doing our show live, albeit in a different time slot, from Radio Row for the Army Navy football game down in Baltimore. It's a fun experience we had last year, and we're going to be happy and proud to bring it to you again this year.
Right, we'll talk about that up next, and then we'll go back into our game-by-game previews of a Week 8 NFL Sunday. We got a couple of more 1 o'clock games to finish up before we get to later action. We are the Spano and Black Attack on Sports Byline. You make sure not to turn that dial.
When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything. You want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Fanatics.com is the place to get your favorite licensed college football fan gear. It's also the place to win the hottest bowl tickets for the season. Pull out your phone and Shazam this ad now for your chance to win an all-inclusive bowl game experience for two, plus $250 to deck yourself out in officially licensed gear from Fanatics. Inside, you'll also find Fanatics merchandise, apps, and more. If you want to be on the sidelines of the biggest bowl games, Shazam now. If you're a sports fan and you love your team, you
Gotta check out Fanatics.com. Fanatics is the best place for fan gear from the most trusted brands. Authentic fan gear from the NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL, and NCAA college football and basketball. Jerseys, hoodies, t-shirts, hats, collectibles, and more. It's the world's largest collection of official fan gear from all the leagues, teams, and players you love. Everything officially licensed. Go to Fanatics.com for gear and show love for your teams this season. Fanatics. Love never loses.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now. 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Napa know-how.
A Napa guy knows more isn't always better, unless we're talking about full-size vans. These beasts do more than get you from A to B. They have so much space a man can live in it. With shag carpeting, water bed, and a sweet lava lamp, these mobile abodes have all the comforts of home. With quality parts and plenty of Napa know-how, you can keep the original tiny house running longer, stronger. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Maybe we could build a fire, sing a couple of songs, huh? Why don't we try that?
That sounds crazy enough to work.
Well, indeed it does. Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. And we got a lot
anybody
to talk
alive
about
in that movie?
Yeah.
Boy, another. That's the see. Sons of Katie Elder.
Yeah, and, no,
is there anybody? Is there anybody alive in that movie?
Yeah, well, from Earl Holliman still alive. Earl Holliman.
What is he, about 150?
Yeah, he's like 85 or something like that.
Right. Everybody else is dead.
Yeah.
From John Wayne to Dean Martin to John Wayne's father-in-law, Paul Fix.
Yep.
You know, who played the town marshal. It just goes on and on. There's not very many people alive from that movie either as we rapidly move through the 20th century.
Yes. But by the way, that was a good trivia you gave me with that the first time you mentioned that. Because I'm a huge fan of The Rifleman.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the best Western ever made. And Paul Fix was the sheriff or the marshal, Micah. And,
yeah, Micah Torrance. He was the marshal.
Yep.
John Wayne's father-in-law.
I had no idea he was John Wayne's father-in-law.
Absolutely. You know, and it's always the question now, because they never come out and say it, and you never really know. Speaking of The Rifleman, then we'll get into a little football here. The various women that passed through town that stayed, whether it was the lady who had the general store, and I don't mean the older woman. There was a second woman that had the general store, or the Irish woman that had the hotel. Were they his girlfriends? Weren't they? You never can quite tell.
Lucas never gave in. That was the whole point. He was.
Okay.
He always acknowledged that, you know, it there could have been something there, but he was loyal to his late wife.
All righty, there you go. Again, a little Rifleman trivia, you know, and it was a fun show. It was a good show. There was a message. It had a little bit of everything. A real good Western that lasted quite a while. Chuck Connors didn't age too well, though.
True.
If you remember seeing him in the late 60s and into the 70s at things like the first couple of Super Bowls, Dean Martin celebrity roast. Boy, a handsome man when he was young. Age wasn't kind to him.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. Do you know a little trivia on him? The Dodgers wanted to sign him.
Yeah, I know. He was a great athlete.
Yeah, he was. And
he really
decided
was.
He decided to go into acting.
And there you go. It worked out very well for him. Very, very well for him. What do you say we move back to football? And here's a matchup that I'm sure a lot of close friends and family are going to be riveted to. First Energy Stadium, Cleveland, Ohio. The 0-7 Cleveland Browns, who will be starting Kevin Hulk Hogan at quarterback, will host the 2-5 Jets, who start, woe is me, Ryan Fitzpatrick, a man who should be arrested for robbery for stealing $12 million from the Jets. Somebody's got to win this game. I guess it's got to be the Jets. The Browns just don't have talent. They play hard each and every week, but I wouldn't be shocked if Fitzpatrick found a way to throw two or three picks and the Jets lost this game. Their season was officially over, and we started the Bryce Petty era. As if you're a Jet fan, it's probably what you root for because they're not making the playoffs.
You know, it. When you approach the NFL season, you mark on your calendar must-see games.
Mm-hmm.
The ratings on this are going to approach the Super Bowl levels. The buildup yeah. and the hype on this are extraordinary. The electricity in New York, where both of us live, I got to stop drinking mezcal so early in the morning. This is one of the few games left on the schedule that the Browns can win. And I'm sure they're looking at it that way. I mean, look, there are no illusions in a professional locker room, no matter what the sport. They're looking at the Jets. They're thinking, you know something, we can win a football game here. Do I think it's going to happen? No. Quite frankly, had Cody Kessler been on the field for them, I would have picked the Browns.
There you go.
He's playing some okay football. But you're switching over to Kevin Hogan. The Jets defense, if among all the flaws on this football team, the Jets defense is pretty good. And even though they can't cover people, they're playing good against the run. They're starting to get up after the passer a little more. They're going to give him a lot of problems, and the Jets will win the football game. It'll be ugly because Jet football is ugly, right, but they'll win.
Would you be shocked if Ryan Fitzpatrick threw a couple of picks and made this one way too interesting for everybody involved in Jetland?
Is that a serious question?
I think we all know the answer. I think I just got my answer. Oh, well, New Era Field in Buffalo, named after the Cap Company. 4-3 Bills host the 6-1 New England Patriots. I know, Rex is all excited, blah, blah, blah. Patriots are just flat out good. Bills are pretty good, too. Patriots are just better. I don't care whose building this is in. And Bill always seems to get the better of Rex, because Bill just coaches and wins. Rex always shoots off his mouth. I like the Patriots in this one.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Especially smarting from the last time these two teams met.
Yeah, and that's exactly where I was going. I mean, you were dealing with the quarterback who didn't belong behind center, and Tom wasn't there, and you got the shutout 16-0. You certainly didn't light the place up. And, you know, Miami showed you a little bit of how you can go after Buffalo in their win. And, you know, this is one of those games. I actually think New England's going to win it pretty handily.
Okay. You're not going to get an argument from me. I think New England will win this game, too. Brady will light them up. But Garrett Blunt will come up big. Gronk.
Goink.
Goink, as Mayor Menino used to call him. Last of the 1 o'clock games, another thriller. It's a rematch of the NFC Championship game, believe it or not. The 1-5 Panthers hosting the 3-3-1 Cardinals at Bank of America Stadium in Charlotte. I have no idea what's going to happen here. How am I going to tell you? I mean, the Cardinals aren't good. Panthers might be worse. They're at home. There's nothing I saw in the Cardinals on Sunday night that makes me believe they can win this game on the road, 1 o'clock coming east. I'm going to take the Panthers.
Yeah, I have no idea. Carson's coming Well, you know, the one thing about this game is that the Cardinals can put themselves back into reality here with a win. Going 4-3, you know, they're already one of many, but they rise their head up above the waterline a little bit. We know what's going on with Carolina. They're 1-5. They're pointing fingers. If this team just plummets to the bottom of the thing, I still think Rivera's could be in trouble at the end of the season, and I'll stick to that. His weapons aren't working out for him, and he's been hurt. He's all kinds of banged up. Ding dong, Doc. I'm hearing bells. I'm usually not fond of taking the West going East, but I think Arizona's going to find a way to get it done because I think Carolina's responding to to Ron Rivera the same way that the Jacksonville Jaguars responded to Gus Bradley.
That's some heavy talk. And, you know, like I said, would I be shocked if it went the other way? Absolutely not. But I haven't liked anything I've seen at Arizona. Carson Palmer does not look like the same quarterback. Honey Badger looks like he's a little afraid to run on that knee and does not look like the same player. They're dealing with some other injuries. David Johnson is a stud, but it's just not coming together.
Yeah.
I mean, would I be shocked if it went the way you said? No. But I'll take the homestanding team, forcing that West Coast team to come east and play at 1 o'clock. The Arizona Cardinals have shown no ability to do that this year. Remember when they went up to Buffalo earlier in the year and they laid a gigantic egg?
Yep.
So I got a funny feeling coming off of that Sunday nighter where they had no business losing, but yet they didn't win. I just think they lay another egg. And, I mean, Carolina doesn't really rebound or save their season, but they find a way to win what will be, you know, what was a game that when you looked at the schedule coming into the year, and it's why we don't play the win-loss, win-win-win game. This would have been the big matchup amongst the 1 o'clock games and the one the entire nation would need to watch.
And now nobody cares.
Now nobody cares. Because of how bad these teams are and how grim the playoff chances are for the Carolina Panthers and how mediocre the Arizona Cardinals look. So, you know, obviously it'll be one we'll talk about on Monday, and maybe these teams give us something that we can take out of it that gives us definitive answers as to what they are. We'll see.
Yep.
Couple of 4 o'clock games, Sunday night special, World Series preview. A lot of it's next. The rest of it will be after Drew Davison at 40 after hour number 2. We're Spano and Black. No flipping.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906.
800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
That's what I pray for every night.
As well you should. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Before we get on to the 4 o'clock games, Joe, we've had discussions and over the declining ratings in the National Football League, down 12% over last year. I found an interesting poll that before we get to the games, just real quick, I want to throw this at you. A Seton Hall poll. 56% of the people who have stopped watching because of the national anthem protests. 50% because of the presidential election. 47% for the league's handling of the domestic violence cases. 44% of the oversaturation of the market. 39% for increased interest in postseason baseball, and 33% for the controversy over head injuries and player safety. So interestingly enough, the safety of the players comes in dead last, and the national anthem protests come in first. Interesting numbers.
Yeah, they are, Bob. But, what you talked about, what you alluded to, some of the issues that the National Football League is dealing with, they're real.
Oh, they're all in there.
Obviously, national anthem protest, that leads the way by a small margin over poor matchups and oversaturation. The oversaturation issue is real. Yep. The NFL has oversold itself and taken away the exclusivity, as it were. And again, I know every sport is oversaturated at this point, but I mean, the National Football League just doesn't give you a break, and their expectations for viewership, Thursday night, Sunday night, Sunday night, Monday night. You know, we talk about the college football game and its oversaturation, and it is. You know, now they'll have Tuesday.
Same thing with the NFL. Right,
Tuesday night games, Wednesday night games, Thursday night games, Friday night games, and all day Saturday. But here's the thing about college football. They know, and the realities are, the viewing audiences for Tuesday, Wednesday, to some degree Thursday, and to a great degree Friday night college football, it's quite small. And the colleges and the member conferences are okay with that in order to get the stage to themselves and have an opportunity to expose themselves to either that small audience or recruits on some level. So they don't have any delusions of grandeur. You know, the Tuesday night Mid-America Conference, and we talked with P.J. Fleck yesterday. They have no illusions that those games are doing great numbers. But they have a benefit for the conference, whatever small numbers they reach out to.
You know, it just, my point was with this, it's everything we talked about. We literally touched on every single one of those things with the exception of baseball.
Notice where interest in postseason baseball finished. It was at the bottom of the list.
Yeah, it was along with player safety.
Right. Nobody cares about the players because they're nothing more than commodities. And, you know, postseason baseball, I'm not saying nobody cares about it because that's not true.
Right.
But it's a smaller reason for a decrease in ratings in the NFL than the bigger issues that we discussed that have bigger and more far-reaching effects on the state of this game than either player safety or the relevance of postseason baseball. It's about national anthem protests. It's about oversaturation of the marketplace. You know, it's about the personal conduct policy. Those are the things that are striking, you know, at the heart of NFL viewership, and those are the big things that this league has to address. They are having a major negative impact upon the sport.
Yeah, no question about it. It was a cross sample of, hey, these are the reasons we're putting out there. Where do you rate them? That's how they rated them. Again, I don't want to open the can of worms, but it was just, I found the discussion in the poll interesting after the discussion we had, and the fact that not many people are talking about all the reasons for the decline, because it's a combination of everything.
Well, we had alluded to the fact that the NFL has tried to take blame away from certain things that it doesn't want to blame, right, and moved it towards certain things they are more than willing to blame. The poll shows that the issues are contradictory to what the NFL has said. I think that's the bigger thing. You know, so if you're at all surprised, the NFL has lied to you again.
Yeah, don't be surprised.
All right, we got three more games we need to preview in this segment. After we're done with Drew Davison, we'll give a quick World Series Game 3 preview. 4:05 Eastern Time, Chargers-Broncos, Sports Authority Field, Denver, Colorado. The Chargers have had life breathed back into their season. The Broncos are pretty good. They're going to be without C.J. Anderson, but they found something in Devontae Booker running the football. I've talked a lot about the far more complex run scheme as it relates to the blocking by the offensive line now that Peyton Manning is gone. Trevor Siemian doing enough as a game manager a la Alex Smith and a great defense. The Chargers, it's Phillip Rivers. They find ways to win sometimes. They're gutty. They always hang around under Mike McCoy. The Broncos are just a better team in their own building, and I expect them to win. If the Chargers have a chance, it's all about the greatness of Phillip Rivers and not making very, very many mistakes. We'll see what happens. I do like the Broncos, however.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, for an organization that's having all kinds of issues with stadiums and lack of talent and everything else, I hope they stick with McCoy because I think he can get this thing turned back around while Phillip Rivers still has something left in the tank. But I do think they lose going into Mile High.
Packers-Falcons, this one's in the Georgia Dome. 4-3 Falcons have frittered away almost all of their lead in the NFC South. Packers are 4-2, and ain't that great. So this is a battle between a team in Atlanta that I think is for real and is really on the come, but has lost a pair of heartbreakers, including one which was lost because of the dumbest decision in coaching since Marty Morningwig, and I'll take the wind in overtime. And the Falcons now find themselves 4-3. They got to win this game. The Packers come there, and it should be a high-flying offensive battle. And the realities right now, Matt Ryan, Devontae Freeman, there will be no Tevin Coleman for Atlanta and company are just a more dynamic offense than the Green Bay Packers. I think in their own building, in kind of a must-win situation, I think the Falcons find a way to win and show that they are legitimate in the NFC. And for the Packers, I think they kind of show you exactly what they are. They're one of many, and I think it's shown here on a late Sunday afternoon in Atlanta.
Yeah, I'm going with Green and Bay in this game. I always learn my lessons. I usually don't get fooled twice. Atlanta's starting to show me that they're not for real. And I just, they did it last year. I'm not going to let them do it to me again. I kind of like what Green Bay did last week. I think they put on that momentum just a little bit, and they win against the Falcons on the road in basically what is a toss-up game.
Fair enough. Sunday night special. We'll give our thoughts on it. We'll get Drew Davison's thoughts on that and a whole lot more from Big D in the next segment. But 5-1 Cowboys host the 4-2 Eagles. It's going to be an interesting football game. The Cowboys defense is starting to get better. They figured out how they can have some success on defense. And they play a lot of umbrella coverage. They keep things in front. And they hope that you will make a mistake or bog down before you score a touchdown. That with the fact that that defense is now not on the field very much because the offense is clicking on all cylinders. Ezekiel Elliott and Alfred Morris lead a devastating running attack. Dak Prescott doing plenty in the passing game. That offensive line is the best one in football. So Dallas is efficient and explosive at putting up points. For the Eagles, it's in so many ways all about that defense and what they can do. They won't be able to do as much as they've done in weeks past against this very good Cowboys offensive line. We like the way Carson Wentz is growing, but they've hit him more. They don't ask him to do a lot. There's not a lot of weapons that can help him do a lot. I think it's a very close game, but I kind of like Dallas. I like where they're headed, And I just think their offense is a little more dynamic, and they're able to do such a great job in hiding their defense as a result.
Yeah, I like Dallas pretty comfortably in this, actually. And it's not that I'm down on Wentz, or I don't think Philadelphia is going to come in prepared. I just think Dallas is the better football team. As you've said, they're kind of hiding Carson a little bit. I like what Dak is doing. There's a lot in the positive column for Dallas. The defense has improved. The defense not being on the field as much is helping them. Zeke's the real deal. Dak's getting us in sync more and more each week with his wide receivers. And, you know, somewhere down the line, there's going to be a quarterback controversy. But, this week, I think he's going to continue to take care of business. And they'll put it to the Eagles, I think, pretty easily.
Okay. All right. I don't know if it's going to be easy. But we both like the Cowboys, which means that everybody in Big D should be worried. Because when we agree, everybody's in trouble. But I think for once they're going to get a good Sunday night special.
Yeah, no, that's true. But you know, one thing, and I think it's something we always look at changing of the guard and things along these lines. There's the possibility that these two quarterbacks will be matching up against each other for a long period of time. And I think it has the potential to create some classic duels between these two franchises.
No, the old Brady Manning comparison, huh?
Well,
I didn't read that anywhere.
But I mean, you know, you look at the transition, and it does have the possibility. Look, you know, sure. I'm never sold on these rookies until they're actually winning consistently.
There you go. Drew Davison, Fort Worth Star-Telegram, joins us next. We'll talk all things Dallas Cowboys right after this.
If you're over 65, there's one place you should be Wednesday, November 2nd, and that's the Rite Aid Wellness 65 Plus event. In addition to the 20% off seniors get every first Wednesday, you'll get an extra 10% off that day if you get an immunization. That's 30% off almost everything in store. If you need another reason, the CDC recommends a flu and pneumonia shot if you're over 65. They're both free with Medicare Part B and no appointments necessary. So stay healthy and don't miss our one-day event Wednesday, November 2nd. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean?
How about a 5,000-square-foot building for under $39,000? Don't pay more than you should without calling General Steel first.
Call 877-93-STEEL today.
And save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 877-93-STEEL. That's 877-938-7335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 877-93-STEEL.
Are you concerned about the effect bug repellent chemicals have on your family's health? Now there's Cedarside, an organic bug spray. Cedarside carries a suite of pest control products made from all-natural cedar oil. They kill and repel a variety of bugs, yet they're not at all harmful to people, pets, or the environment. To order, go to cedarside.com or call 800-842-1464. 800-842-1464. Cedarside. Effective pest control that's safe for people, pets, and premises.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Phones go to hold as we're joined by Drew Davison from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. Drew joins us. He does everything Cowboys, and we welcome him to the show. Morning, Drew. Nice to have you with us. Thanks for taking the time.
Oh, yeah, anytime. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, we really appreciate it. I, with this matchup, and Joe and I were talking about it before we went to the break, the obvious things of, quarterbacks could be dueling for quite a while, traditional rivals, everything else. I want to focus more on what's going on with this Dallas offense legitimately in just, as you pointed out in your column, rushing yards, first downs, time of possession, drives of five or more minutes, all leading the NFL, all this stuff going on. It's a nice thing happening in Dallas with this offense, and in some ways, unexpected.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's no question. And, for as good as Dak Prescott's been, he has not had the traditional rookie where he was clearly he was the fourth-round pick. He wasn't really looked to come in and be a savior. I mean, this offense is pretty much put in place with the top offensive line. Then they used the fourth pick for Ezekiel Elliott. They had Dez Bryant. Jason Wynn's been a security blanket for years. So Dak Prescott really got a nice benefit by being placed in a Cowboys offense where he frankly just has to be the bus driver, and he's done a great job checking the ball. So the offense is churning, and Zeke Elliott's on pace to break Eric Dickerson's rushing record. So clearly he's living up to the hype of being the fourth overall pick.
Well, let me ask you this then. You talked about Dak Prescott being the bus driver and benefiting from good fortune. Does that mean when Tony Romo is deemed 100% healthy, he gets his job back because he's a lot more than just a bus driver?
I wouldn't go that far. And saying Dak is the bus driver, I'm not, that's not trying to be a knock on him, but, he really did just have to come in and do it. And if you look at Tony Romo 2 years ago in 2014, he had DeMarco Murray. So, he pretty much just had to, quote-unquote, drive the bus as well back then. And the Cowboys, I think, are not really tipping their hand. They start off by saying, hey, it's Tony Romo's team, and Dak Prescott said that all along. But now you kind of see them softening their stance. And now, at the beginning of the season, they thought Tony Romo would be ready for this game this week after the bye. And now there's no timeline. We're taking everything slow, making sure he doesn't take any steps back. So, clearly, they're not ready to take or replace Dak quite yet.
Well, you say that. There's no timeline now. He's not ready to replace Dak quite yet. Nobody's tipping their hand. What about the future of Tony Romo beyond 2016? Does he come back to the Cowboys after this year? And I know there's a big cap hit to try and move him along. And do they turn this thing over to Dak Prescott? Or what happens in 2017?
I mean, that's I think a lot will depend, of course, on how this season plays out. But the Cowboys clearly feel they found their quarterback of the future in Dak Prescott. Now, Tony Romo, as you said or alluded to, maybe give him chances to, take a little more shots down the field, stuff like that. But Dak Prescott's taking care of the ball. He's really had a very democratic approach in the offense in terms of getting multiple receivers the ball. So they really like what they have in Dak Prescott. But 2017's another story. I wouldn't be surprised, if Tony does come back, kind of see how he fares. And if the Cowboys ultimately decide to go with Dak, I think they owe it to Romo. If he still wants to play, to find either a good trade partner or kind of figure out a solution where he can finish off his career without the Cowboys.
Yeah, it's kind of an awkward situation. You quasi have the page turned, but here's a guy that's earned allegiance, I guess, from the organization. As we all know, it's kind of a cold-blooded business. But, you know, during the bye week, I found it a little bit curious. Tony's got a brand-new house. He has a player-only invite to, I'm assuming, the entire group of players in Dallas to come check out the new place. Dak was out of town, and he couldn't get there. But was this just a, hey, this is normal on a bye week, let me try to bond with the teammates? Or was this maybe campaigning a little bit and telling his teammates, hey, don't forget me, I'm the guy that's been leading this team for a long time? I found it a little bit curious.
I think you might be reading a little too much into it. Tony Romo just got a new house, and I think this has been in the works for a long time to kind of have a kickoff party with his teammates, and I'm sure Dak Prescott was invited. I know a few other players like Travis Frederick and some other guy, Des Bryant, didn't go. I mean, it's not because they weren't invited, it's just because they had other plans during the bye week. But I don't think Romo was quote unquote campaigning. I mean, everyone knows how good Dak's playing, and Dak's gained a lot of respect within the locker room, just as Tony has. So I don't think he was trying to sway teammates one way or the other. I think he just moved into this beautiful new home in North Dallas, kind of wanted to show it off to his guys.
Drew Davison, Fort Worth Star-Telegram, talks all things Dallas Cowboys with us here on the Spano and Black Attack. I guess what's been most surprising, maybe perhaps even more than Dak Prescott, is the performance of this defense as the season has unfolded. They don't have a great pass rush. They don't have great talent. Yet because of what the offense is able to do on some level, that coupled with figuring out how they can succeed, this defense does a great job of keeping things in front of them, and all in all, they may bend a lot, but they don't break as badly as many people thought they would. I'm genuinely surprised and impressed by the Cowboys' defense. Talk a little bit about that defense, its evolution in season, and why they're playing above expectations.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of took the words out of my mouth. I mean, this is the stereotypical bend-but-don't-break defense, and that, you know, when you look at them statistically, they don't do anything great. They're not great, you know, on third down. They're not great at stopping big plays. They're not great at getting to the quarterback. You know, their sack numbers aren't very high. They have gotten timely turnovers and timely stops, though. And I think the one consistent and really the only stat that matters is they've always been able to keep the point total down. I mean, teams are averaging less than 20 points for the season, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, this five-game winning streak, teams are actually averaging less than 17 points. So the defense, you know, they might not do any one thing great, whether that's get to the quarterback or stop the run or stop the pass, but they are a great unit that, you know, kind of comes up with the timely stuff. And I think they really benefited from the offense. And with the offense owning the time of possession, it really keeps the defense off the field and limits their exposure and also keeps them fresh. So I think the defense will only get a little bit better now that DeMarcus Lawrence is healthy. He's their best pass rusher coming off a four-game suspension. So I think the defense does have a chance to even get a little bit better from what they've done so far.
Drew, you know, the game itself, and it's a division rival, both teams striving for the top. I think Dallas has been playing a little bit better, a little more consistently. A lot of people see this as a close matchup. I'm not particularly seeing it that way. I think Dallas is going to pull away on the back end of it. What say you?
Yeah, I think it'll be close to start. I mean, the Eagles defense, they were gashed for 230 yards 2 weeks ago by the Redskins, but the Cowboys really need to establish the run and the passing game. I think in the end the Cowboys win by a touchdown or so, but I think it'll be a close game. Like you said, I think they'll eventually pull away with it, but I don't think it'll be necessarily a blowout.
Final one from me before we let you run. I'll turn it over to Bob to kind of wrap things up. Trade deadline's approaching. There are not a lot of trades made in the NFL. Could you see the Cowboys, because they see themselves amongst the very best that the NFC has to offer and the NFC being as wide open as it is, could you see them making a trade perhaps for a pass rusher that may become available, a Cameron Wake possibly, or something along those lines? Do you think they'll take a shot at trying to upgrade their defensive personnel through a trade at the deadline?
Yeah, I mean, they're of course going to be on the lookout to see if anything's out there, and they do have a couple guys, you know, like tight end Gavin Escobar was a second round pick a few years back. He's pretty much doesn't have a role really in the offense, so he could be a trade bait. You got Darren McFadden getting healthy again, so he could be a guy that you could trade, but. You know, and they certainly will be looking to improve their team at the trade deadline. I just don't know, like you said, you don't see that many trades in the NFL, but certainly pass rusher would be up there. Maybe get, you know, maybe there's a better linebacker out there, you know, because Sean Lee's right now starting with Justin Durant and Anthony Hitchens on the strong side. So, you know, they could probably upgrade at strong side linebacker, but right now I don't think anything's imminent, but they're clearly keeping their eyes out there.
Just one last one, Drew. Are the fans excited about this football team? Are they buying in now?
Oh yeah, and you know I don't think they can print enough Dak Prescott shirts or jerseys at this point, because that's how big he's become, and it really goes to show that you know, they are the majority of the fan base is all in on Dak right now. Of course, going 5-1 helps that, and they're excited about this team. And make no mistake, I mean, that Dallas Fort Worth, the Rangers had a great season. They kind of got hosed with the playoff game time, so I think tickets to the baseball playoff game were $20-$30 for the cheap seat on StubHub. So. Clearly you're not getting into Cowboy Stadium for that much right now. I mean, this is still a football town, a football city.
You know, where can we get all the 411 for you on social media and how our audience can find more of your great work?
Yes, my Twitter handle is at Drew Davison, D-A-V-I-S-O-N, and all the stories are posted on star-telegram.com.
Well, we appreciate the couple minutes, man. Love to have you back down the line, because – Cowboys are going to be a storyline throughout the entire season. We appreciate it, man.
Yeah, they always are. I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. Drew Davison, Fort Worth Star-Telegram. Joe, bringing us to Skinny. I mean, you know, it is a cowboy town no matter what. And this year there is legitimate reason for excitement about this football team. Right now within the conference, who's better?
Maybe Minnesota?
Maybe.
That's about it.
That's about it.
That's about all I got right now.
That's about it, right?
You know, Atlanta's fallen back. If they rebound, I might be able to anoint them, because their offense may be even more explosive, but not likely. They're very similar teams in that their defense is their weakness. I think the Cowboys' defense may actually be better, so you're right. What I did find most striking out of all of that, and it was the fact that you talked about, or Drew talked about, you could buy playoff tickets in the cheap seats on StubHub for $20 or $30. You can't even park at Cowboys Stadium for $20 or $30.
Yeah. That's true.
You know, I mean, and that's the truth of it. You cannot. It costs a ton of money to park there. Forget getting a ticket for that price. So, you know, again, it's a football town, college pro, all brands of football, high school are loved in the state of Texas and in the city of Dallas, Bob. And to wrap things up, in our next segment, our final segment of the week on this Football Friday, we will do a little bit of baseball, and we will quickly rapid fire preview game 3 of the World Series between the Cubs and the Indians from Wrigley. They're drinking already in Chicago.
Wouldn't you?
Well, I'm drinking already, and I don't have a dog in the fight.
Hey, listen, but I was doing mezcal earlier in the day. We're all good.
I know. Stop eating the worm. It confuses you. We'll tie a bow around it and preview the World Series Game 3 next here on The Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. You keep it where it's at.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Yesterday, Cliff Sora shared a top 10 list of hot fusion restaurants, a vegan gluten-free mashup recipe, and a podcast featuring organic food trends. Oh, TMI, too much internet information. That's oversharing. Cliff, Geico has something worth sharing with your friends. Like how on Geico.com you could save hundreds on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim. Gluten-free info that's easy to swallow. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add four more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. I want to thank Drew Davison for coming on board before we get into our baseball preview here. And, Joe, it's going to be fun, electric, all the different adjectives that you can possibly describe what's going to be happening at Wrigley. Yeah, that too.
Oh, boy. Kyle Hendricks taking a bump for the Cubbies. Josh Tomlin for the Indians. Again, much like we talked about yesterday, on paper, edge in the starting pitching matchup goes to the Cubs. What does that all really mean? It means that much ado about nothing. Kyle Schwarber not clear to play in the outfield, so it'll be, you know, either Soler or one of the other suspects playing right field. Cleveland's going to start Carlos Santana in left field.
Yes. And he's going to play the national anthem.
What? Yeah.
And he's going to play the national anthem.
So it'll be an interesting, you know, an interesting game on all levels. Just, I guess, from the fact that it's the first World Series game at Wrigley since 45 and everything else, it's going to be exciting. They're drinking already. They're partying already. It's almost like a national holiday in Chicago.
I know they can't do it, but I almost wish they were playing in daytime because of the fact they haven't played one since 45.
Right. That would be cool. Abandon the lights for a day and play one in daytime, but they'll never do that.
Nope.
It's Major League Baseball postseason. That will never happen this late in the postseason.
No.
And again, keys to the game, of course, as we get on out of here. Can the Indians take a lead into the fifth or sixth inning and turn it over to their great, now rested bullpen? Or do the Cubbies take control and mitigate that advantage? That's the big thing to watch.
Yep.
Well, we're out of here. We're out of here, Bob. You thank Drew Davison. We'll thank Robert. We'll thank all of you. You know the drill. Wherever you're listening to Spano and Black, stay there. For Bob Black, I'm Joe Spano. So long until Monday when we come at you with a brand new edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Good day, all.